would like to know how I can approach my mother-in-law without offending her when I want to speak with her about something important and get her to understand without overreacting.
That's a tall order, by the way, right there. How do you do that? How do you approach anybody, in-law or not, with an issue you're concerned about in their life without offending them, especially if they're easily offended, which frankly, if we're being honest, most of us are. When someone says you this or you that, not most of us don't say, oh, that's great. Give me more of that. I want more criticism. I want more correction. You know, that's not the way we are in life. Most of us are offended, some more so than others. And so we'll talk about that. How do you handle that? I'll give you some thoughts here in just a few minutes. Dr. Randy here from Intentional Living, starting out this week, continuing a discussion from last week on in-laws and the power of in-laws and the impact in in-laws' lives. And if you heard last week's show, or if you didn't hear last week's show, you should have. And the question is, why didn't you? I guess because it was a powerful show. And we ended it with Derek from Tennessee, who said he had some stuff in his own life that they had to rebuild their marriage, and his in-laws stood behind him and with their daughter and encouraged them to rebuild their marriage and not say to their daughter, bail out, get rid of this jerk. And I asked him the question. I said, if they had not done that, what would have been different? And he was honest enough to say, probably we'd be divorced. And so when I make the statement that we as in-laws have more influence in the lives of our kids, grandkids, and other families than we realize, we better treat it with care. Because it's a big deal. All right. We got some calls we're going to get to today, and we'd love to hear your comments on our storyline, 888-888-1717. By the way, this is a week for our board meetings this week, and so I've been traveling a little bit, meeting with the board and looking at the ministry and the future and where we're going and what God is doing. It's pretty exciting, and so I hope you'll pray for us, and much thanks to those of you who continue to support what God is doing through the radio and through Intentional Living. We appreciate it. All right. But if you do have a comment, give us a call, 888-888-1717.
Hi, Dr. Randy. This is Gwen in Michigan. I've been married 44 years, and the best thing that I learned from my mother-in-law was not only to be heavily relying on your faith to get you through each day, but also to be a good mother-in-law. She was the best mother-in-law. We had the best relationship. And you know, she always made me feel good about myself and about being a good mom. And I try to do that with my daughter-in-laws. I try to tell them what a good job they're doing and good mommies they are and how proud I am of what they're doing. My mother never seems to do that and never did. I think she took for granted being a mother, but my mother-in-law made me feel special. And I try to copy her in my relationships with my daughter-in-laws. And I really think that's why we have a good relationship. So you really hit home today. And there isn't a day that goes by that I don't miss she and my father-in-law. So thank you, Dr. Randy, for touching on this good note. I appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you for sharing your story with us. We appreciate it. Let's go to our phone calls. We've got Franny waiting in Florida. Hi there, Franny. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Appreciate your call.
How are you?
Good, doing well. What about in-laws? What do you think? You doing as well with in-laws as you're feeling today, or you got some challenges?
Well, my in-laws are gone. I'm an in-law, so I know you had asked earlier for in-laws to call in, but my in-laws, my mother and father-in-law were wonderful people. They I had a better relationship with them than my husband did, probably. So I was just blessed. They were always, my mother-in-law was always curious about my faith and my relationship with God and how they grew up Catholic. And so I was able to share with her, and she passed away during right before COVID hit us. She passed away in February of 2020. And but we had a beautiful relationship, and then from that you learn, or you hope you learn. And so I have two sons who married two beautiful ladies, young ladies, and I have a wonderful relationship with each one of them. Each one is a little different, but they know where I stand with Jesus, and they know where I stand with my sons. And I think that Derek, I heard his story, and I think that it is so important that we as parents don't take sides.
Yeah.
There's three sides to every story. His side, her side, and God's side. And so I would just give wise counsel that before you step in as an in-law, mother-in-law, to anything like that, that you are prayed up,
yeah,
that you have heard from the Lord, and that you have, you know, you heed his direction when there's issues.
Yeah, because if you don't, what happens, Franny, is we start taking sides. That creates a division, doesn't it? Yeah, creates a division.
That's right.
I thought you were going to say, you know, his side, her side, and then my side, which is usually right. You know, that's what many of us think, don't we? It's his side, her side, and then mine, which is usually right. And unfortunately, that's not the case in most cases. And so, Franny, you're reminding us there in Florida to, you know, a selfless attitude, loving these folks and these people that are so important to you, understanding that maybe you raised a son or daughter for 18, 20, 25 years, and all of a sudden now they're married and now they have a new relationship. And when we stand at the front of the church and get married, it's not just the two of them and you guys, it's their whole family too, the spouse and all of their history and all of their expectations. And we know that expectations create the problem in marriage. And so being a mature person, boy, growing up, being mature, understanding the differences, like we said last week on this show, the power of forgiveness as well. All right. Okay. Thank you, Franny. Appreciate your call. We're talking about in-laws from Intentional Living. Love to have you be a part of the show today at 888-888-1717. Let's go to Tommy. Let's go to Tommy in Georgia. Tommy, go right ahead. What have you learned?
Well, when I was listening to the radio, it talked about the in-laws, and I've been married to my wife like 28 years, but we moved over to a small town, and all my, we got a driveway that goes down. It's a private drive. My mother-in-law and father-in-law live in the first house, and then my wife's brother and his wife live in the next house. My wife's sister and her husband live, and then I'm dead ends into my driveway. But, you know, when I told people I'd moved and all my in-laws living together, they said, there ain't no way I could do that. But every Sunday, we rotate houses to eat at.
There you
and
go.
My father-in-law, he's a retired pastor. And matter of fact, I was wanting to speak to him one time, but I spoke with him privately. And he told me what God wanted to tell me. And then afterwards, I hadn't been back to privately talk to him since, because it was God speaking. It wasn't my father-in-law. And matter of fact, I call him, he's my father-in-law, but I call him Brother Daniel. But every Sunday we rotate houses, and they do it in alphabetical order, and whichever house it's at, they'll furnish the meat, and the ladies get together on the different vegetables and everything. But that's something that we do. He might have a funeral go to at 2 o'clock. But we all do that every Sunday, and every one of them are Christians, and there's just, it's just such harmony. It's not division. You know, we might have different opinions on stuff, but it's not like it's diverse to where it causes problems. You know, and it's just amazing how, when you're in a Christian environment, how it actually helps myself, you know, and the grandkids and all. You know, they see and hear, you know, for instance, they might want to talk about somebody or something like that, you know, amongst the teenagers, you know, and I said, look, you know, this is my house, and when you speak somebody's name, if you're not edifying the situation or making it better, do not place that person's name in your mouth at my house, because God holds me responsible for my house and what I allow to take place in my house.
Wow.
But it's just such a great privilege to be able to have in-laws that are Christians, and the harmony. Like I said, we swap houses every week, and everybody knows what we're going to have and what house we're going to eat in. But it's just a privilege and an opportunity to be able to grow within the in-law family.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back. Do you ever feel like all hope is lost? Maybe it's bad news from the doctor, a relationship issue, or just a bad day. In part one of Dr. Randy's message, How to Experience Hope, he gives you four ways the Bible says we can experience hope. When you support Intentional Living with a monthly gift, we'll email you Dr. Randy's teaching, featuring a new topic each month, as well as a bonus teaching on various topics that will help you live an intentional life for Christ. And when you give right now, we're offering you a copy of the book, Experiencing God, Knowing and Doing the Will of God. To receive this month's special offer and the book, call 888-888-1717 today or visit theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Hey, listen, I hope you will respond. Thank you, Kurt, for that reminder. We have that very helpful lesson this month on how to experience hope, part one, part two next month. Top 10 list of what the Bible teaches on how we can experience hope. My focus isn't so much on, is there hope? I give some verses on that because we know there's hope. It's a limitless supply, but experiencing hope is optional. Experiencing hope is a decision. It really is. It's like having a banquet table and we choose not to take it and we're starving. You know, experiencing hope is a decision that we'd make. And I found powerful 10 verses, 10 principles, 10 points from Scripture in the lesson for this month and next. And then for those of you also who are joining us as a new member of Intentional Living or increasing that monthly support, we have the book by Henry Blackaby, How to Experience God. Powerful book, classic. And I handpicked it because I wanted to make sure we made it available to you just now for those of you joining us in support of the ministry. Call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717, or go to theintentionallife.com. Thank you.
I married a very special, godly Jewish man who later became a Messianic Jew. And his first wife was Jewish. And my husband was actually raised Orthodox. And his family was so thrilled with me because I treated him with loving and respect. And his first wife had not. So I really found that I was able to go in and just accept his family for where they were. Wonderful people. They believed differently than I did. Very different culture, but they loved me because I loved and respected my husband.
That makes a difference. You know, I was thinking, you know, that TV show, Everyone Loves Raymond, we've been joking about it a little bit, and it is one of those popular reruns. You see it going on a lot of the channels and cable stations and so on. And I think part of it is so many people identify with that story. It's an exaggeration, of course, of what can happen, but it's a picture of what can happen when an in-law, there's no boundaries in place and the relationship is not being dealt with. And what's interesting about that show as you watch it is some of the things that are said and done, they kind of laugh off and go to the next one. The reality is just one of those things being done in a relationship could destroy it for a lifetime. And of course, they go back and next episode, they're still there, right? But in many homes, one episode was enough to damage a relationship, which is really unfortunate. You know, as we were talking last week on this topic, Derek reminded us about the power of, it was Beth who reminded us on the importance of forgiveness, the power of forgiveness. Without it, how in the world can you have a relationship with anybody long-term without the willingness to forgive? In fact, the Bible teaches us we are to forgive one another just as Christ has forgiven us. In-laws, Catherine, there in Kansas, go right ahead. Tell us what you've learned.
So kind of like your other callers, there's really a lot that I have, about my in-laws. So one, I just want to say that I am actually several years older than my husband. So my mother-in-law is not too far off from my age, as she was young when she had her son, which is my husband. And she's done such a wonderful job with all of her children. So I'm always eager to hear her words of advice. Her demeanor is very forgiving. I fall short in so many ways, and she does not judge me. She's always quick to remind me to go back to the Bible and, you know, to read up on the verses, anything that I, you know, don't feel comfortable, you know, with, or anything that, you know, I, you know, start to complain. She's just so forgiving, and she, you know, she's just great. Mm. You know, she loves to do different kind of cooking, and she's always open to learn my style of cooking. She's, always ready to help me, you know, with my children. Again, she's just so forgiving. And, you know, she did such a great job with, you know, her kids that, you know, I mean, really does make me just want to listen to everything that, you know, she has to say. And I find myself going over there just to sit and talk with her, just, you know, just to kind of hear, you know, more background on, you know, things that she's been through, and, you know, kind of trying to get more background to understand, you know, my husband and why he is the way that he is, that, you know, might frustrate me. But if I can have a backstory, you know, maybe I can be more understanding. And come to find out, we are a lot alike. And I think that God definitely put this family in my life for a reason. Mm. And I'm estranged from my family. And I live in Kansas. All of my blood family is in St. Louis, Missouri. So I'm very far away from home, and I really don't have anybody here in Kansas. And I have definitely been blessed to have my in-laws in my life, because they really are my family, too.
Mm. That's really good. That's powerful. Thank you for sharing that with us. You know, as we think about relationships, and it's interesting that sometimes people will have a better relationship with their in-law than their own parents, which is kind of unfortunate. But, you know, she said something interesting about sitting with, you know, you're getting married or to your spouse, and they kind of bug you sometimes. You don't know what's going on. They get the backstory. What were they like when they were 15 or 14? How did they grow up? Their birth order, their expectations. What were some of the things that went into wiring that person to become the person they are today? I think that would be a really interesting, there's an interesting show about the backstory. What would be the backstory about your children that you you would share with your in-laws? That's for another day. All right, we're talking about in-laws today from our Intentional Living Center. And by the way, if you're new to the ministry, Intentional Living Center is a part of our ministry, which is committed to one thing. That's bringing glory to God, and in the process, we benefit ourselves and our family to figure out what pleases Christ, as the Bible says, and then do it. And when we live in a way that we do that next right one thing, and this isn't all about works, by the way. It's not about that. It's about understanding that the choices we make, the decisions we make, impact tomorrow. As I've often said to people, live today the way you want to become tomorrow. And so that's a big part of it. All right. Movie reviews. You never hear me do a movie review? I have one for you. I'll get to that in a moment. Let's take a break, Jennifer, and I'll come back with my movie review from Randy. All right. All right. So how do you experience hope? Number one. Here it is, Ecclesiastes 9:4. There is hope only for the living. As they say, it's better to be a live dog than a dead lion. That's in the Bible. It's better to be a live dog than a dead lion. Isn't that a fact? When we die, we've moved into that place of hope. We've moved to that promise of hope. But as long as we're breathing, here's the fact, celebrate being alive. I bet you didn't know that was in the Bible, did you? Hey, listen, you know, there are 10 things that I teach this month on this topic of experiencing hope. And celebrating life is right at the top of the list. And that's one of the things we want to remind you. God wants us to celebrate every day. It's a gift. And so those of you who are part of our Intentional Living family, you've probably already received it. Mid-month is when we send this out, both video and audio. And then that's part one. Part two will be coming up next month. But you know what? Those of you who are not part of our Intentional Living community can join us today. You can either call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717. Press number two to talk to our staff, or go to theintentionallife.com. Click on donate. We have a special gift. I handpicked a gift that I wanted to make available to new members this month from Henry Blackaby. It's a classic called Experience God. How do you experience God? And it'll be a book that it'll be a powerful resource for you. It's a way of just saying thank you and encouraging you on your spiritual journey. Again, go to theintentionallife.com or call 888-888-1717. Movie review. I don't think you ever heard a movie review, but my wife, Don, and I went to the theater this last weekend and saw a movie called Sound of Freedom. Many of you have heard about it. It's a. By the way, this isn't for your kids. This is for adults. It's about trafficking and what's happening to children and really being enslaved around the world. And it is powerfully done. It is moving. It was one of those movies where you sit in the theater and you don't hear anything. You know, no one's making any noise except someone with their popcorn bag, which drives you nuts, which is another issue. But the fact is, you know, you're in the theater in absolute silence because the story is so powerful. And it's an awareness movie. It's a movie that I encourage you to go to, but be ready. This is a tough story. It's difficult to watch, but I think it's something for Christians. We need to see what's going on in the world. And again, it's for adults. It's not for kids. Sound of Freedom, which, by the way, it's interesting. It was a, you know, low budget, a faith-based film. What I mean low budget compared to Hollywood. But in the opening weekend, I think it was like number one in the theaters. And when we were there, we went on a weeknight. It was like 80% full. And the movie next door, which was supposed to be the blockbuster, had two people in it. I went and looked. Anyway, Sound of Freedom. My wife, Don, and I would recommend it, but be aware it's a powerful story. It's not a fun story. Yeah, very powerful. Okay. We're talking about the in-law relationship. Let's get to Alta in Arizona. Alta, appreciate your call. What have you learned?
Well, first off, I think you have to have a good attitude. There's so many bad jokes about in-laws that you have to go into a marriage loving your in-laws. And I was married to my husband over 50 years, and I maybe had a conflict with my mother-in-law once. And it was just short-lived. My mother-in-law was really good to, when we had children and go over there, she would focus on our kids. She wouldn't talk about, as far as you knew, our kids were the only grandkids she had. So she was so good to focus on them. And then also, we never intermixed our feelings. For example, we never lived with our parents. We never borrowed money from our parents. We never took any conflict to where I know some people really share with their parents when they're having a fight with their spouse. You don't do that.
I agree.
You know, because, and love them. Now, my husband died 5 years ago, and I am still very close to his family. You know, they're supportive and loving. And not only that, but they got along very well with my parents. So they were friends. So I just feel like I was the most blessed person in the world when it came to in-laws and relationships.
Yes, hi, my name is Jan, and I just wanted to leave a positive comment about my mother-in-law, who's now in heaven, but she was really the best because she had a negative experience with her own mother-in-law. So she worked really hard to be the best mother-in-law and really was more like a mother to me. I was a widow with a young son when I married her son, and I always appreciated how much she loved and welcomed my son into her family and really just loved him like her other grandchildren, just really adopted him and always treated me with kindness and respect. And so, like I said, she was just really more like a second mother to me. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're wrapping up the show today, and I was thinking of that story in the scripture of Ruth and Naomi, and you think about in-law relationships, there could have been a lot of tension, different religious backgrounds, different experiences, and yet my people are your people. And I think that's really what happens on the day we get married. Your people are not my people, and your people may irritate me sometimes, but we become one, and not only as a couple, but also understanding the dynamic of managing, loving, and caring for those relationships in that circle of our family that can be so vital, so important. All right. Love to hear your comments, by the way. Our storyline remains open to you at 888-888-1717 today. Or if you want to talk to our staff during West Coast business hours, as I've mentioned, call the same number, 888-888-1717. Press number 2, talk to our staff today. And I want to thank those of you who have been calling, those of you who have been joining us today or over the last couple of days in support of the Ministry of Intentional Living. We are passionate as we move into this new fiscal year of ministry for the next 12 months to see God do an amazing thing in the lives of people who are feeling increasingly discouraged and hopeless, and understanding that God is our hope. That's what the scripture teaches. And seeing people come to Christ for the first time, to give their life to Christ, the most important intentional decision you can make. And then to follow that with continued growth in your life and understand through every day, figuring out what pleases Christ. How do you grow? Getting into community with other people. Listening to a program like Intentional Living, being a part of a ministry like this, I help you grow in your life. So thanks to those of you who are catching the vision, being a part of the ministry. All you have to do, again, go to theintentionallife.com, click on the donate button, or call 888-888-1717. Thank you, Jennifer. Appreciate your work in there. And Stephen, my friend, for all the technical details you've been working on to make those phones work. And Derek on Facebook today. So all of our friends on Facebook Live, thank you for being a part of the show. Hope you're liking my Hawaiian shirt I wore in here today. My wife gave me a comment on that. She said, are you going to Hawaii? I'm going to go out the door. No, I'm just going to the studio. See you later. All right. Have a great day. We'll see you next time right here from Intentional Living.